You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Alexandria Keener, owner of My Girlfriend's Wardrobe, which is an online and brick-and-mortar women's consignment store. Alexandria, certainly good to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And you are most welcome. So let's kick things off with letting us know what has changed in your business since we last spoke back in April of 2012.
So a lot has changed. When we last spoke, we were really just getting started with our online store, and we were just getting ready to launch our mobile store. And we have opened a storefront since then, so we've grown that way. We've also won the Best of York for Susquehanna Style in the consignment and women's category for 3 years in a row, which I'm very, very excited about. We have a lot more consigners. We have a lot more inventory. And we've also been able to partner up with two department stores to offer our customers some brand new items that are still all of the brands they love, just brand new.
And I would certainly agree that a lot has certainly taken place since we last spoke. Tell us, what items do you accept on consignment?
So we're a women's only store, so we accept all women's brands. Name brand and designer items is pretty much what our requirements are. We will take clothing and shoes 3 years or newer. And also we take jewelry and designer handbags and designer wallets. And the designer items have to be authentic.
If you would, Alexandria, tell us how your storefront has played a part in your business growth so far.
It has been really, really crazy. And it has been a lot of fun. But I think the storefront has played probably the biggest part. The department store, partnering up with the two department stores, which I unfortunately am not allowed to name. But I would say that's the second biggest. The storefront was really a game changer when we opened. We grew that year when we opened our storefront over 600% in sales. We've been able to reach more customers, reach more local consigners, and it also gave us more of a realness factor. When we were online only, I was having people ship the items to my house. And of course, I was still in college at the time, so I was still living at home. That's kind of where my office was. And one of the big problems we were facing was that they were Googling the address before they were just shipping their items to us. And so it made them very uncomfortable that they were shipping their items to a house, which I totally understood, you know, with all of the internet scams that are going on. So with opening our storefront, it gave us more of that, okay, this is a legitimate business factor. So we've also been able to grow our out-of-state consignor base because of that. So opening our storefront was a huge, huge part of our success. And I don't know that if we haven't done it, I don't think that we would still be here.
It clearly sounds like your storefront addition has clearly been a difference maker. Today we are joined by Alexandria Keener, owner of My Girlfriend's Wardrobe, which is an online and brick-and-mortar women's consignment store here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Alexandria, get into the marketing aspect. How do you use social media to grow your business?
So we are using social media in several different ways. We are on 6 social media platforms at the moment, and we are really utilizing the Facebook local ads, which allows me to target people within a certain mile radius of the business location. So that has been very helpful, you know, just to get people to come into the store. We're also using Facebook ads to get people to go to our website and shop at our online store. And Instagram just rolled out some new features for businesses, I would say like a month or two ago. And so we're actually able to advertise on Instagram now. So we're running ads on Instagram, and we're just posting consistently on social media and just showing up. That is the biggest thing, and I think that's one of the reasons our social media pages do so well for us, is because we're there every day, and our customers and our consigners know that their items are going to get exposure there, and our customers see it, and they call us, and they either purchase over the phone, or they just come right down to the store and pick up the item that they saw on Facebook or social media or Snapchat or Periscope, Twitter, you know, one of those, wherever they see it, they come in and they purchase.
You got to love the streamlining effect right there. That's awesome stuff. Now, lastly, what's the number one thing you wish consigners would do every time that they brought items in?
I wish they would sort through the items and make sure that they're bringing in the correct season. And while they're sorting their items for the correct season, double check that the item doesn't have any stains or broken zippers or missing buttons, pills. Just really look over their items with a fine-tooth comb. I have a lot of great consigners that do that. And I think more so some of the new consigners or people who have never consigned before ever, they get so excited about their items and so excited about bringing them in that they forget to look for those little details.
Well, Alexandria, I'm certainly excited about the growth and the success that you have experienced since we last spoke. Certainly is pleasing to hear your report today. And not only that, but an inspiration to other entrepreneurs that are tuning in as well. If you don't mind, in conclusion, Alexandria, sharing any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip on business growth that could be helpful.
So a great tip for business growth is just be consistent. If your hours say you're going to be open until 6 o'clock, be open until 6 o'clock. If you say you're going to post on social media every Friday at 2 p.m., be on social media every Friday at 2 p.m. If you're doing a Facebook Live video and you do them weekly, be consistent about it and make sure you're offering your customers the value that they're looking for.
That is some sound advice. Thanks for sharing that. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get all the details about My Girlfriend's Wardrobe.
So they can visit our website, which is just mygirlfriendswardrobe.net. They can find us on Facebook. We're on there as My Girlfriend's Wardrobe. Instagram, My Girlfriend's Wardrobe, and Twitter, MGW Online.
Alexandria, continued success, and certainly look forward to another conversation in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
We have been speaking with Alexandria Keener, owner of My Girlfriend's Wardrobe, which is an online and brick-and-mortar women's consignment store. And for more information, simply visit mygirlfriendswardrobe.net. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.